Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Nigel Bradham still waiting for the numbers to come out on his contract. Still don't know. And now it looks like Michael Chenjik's for sure being shopped, and we'll just have to see how that works out. But, hey, Nick Foles. We're always going to talk about Nick Foles. We love to talk about the quarterbacks. And I would say with the market, would tell you, even after winning the Super Bowl, even after being the Super Bowl MVP and out-dueling Tom Brady, is the league still looks at him as kind of a backup slash starter. We'd love to have him as a backup, Ike. I'm sure there's going to be teams that'll bring him in as a starter when he's a free agent next year if they have a need. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, if he was a hot commodity, teams would have been interested in giving up a second-round draft pick or getting him.
Yeah, I just don't think he had enough. His body of work wasn't big enough last year. And we got to remember, he's coming off the sort of perception of what happened in St. Louis, L.A., before he headed to Kansas City 2 years ago. You know, he was a forgotten man last all season. These five games sort of gave him a rebirth.
Absolutely.
And if you just look at the five games, or was it six games? Was it six games?
It was six games.
It was, well, yeah, three postseason games and three regulars, the three finals.
Six.
Well, I can't count the Cowboys game. I'm not even counting the Cowboys game.
No, that shouldn't count at all.
Yeah, I'm not counting that game. So I'm talking about the Giants, the Raiders, the Falcons, the Vikings, and obviously the Patriots in the Super Bowl. It just, unfortunately for him, it wasn't a big enough body of work. Had he did that through the middle part of the season and led the Eagles to a Super Bowl, he would have gotten much more credit for the team winning the Super Bowl.
Against the Rams, he came in after the injury. He was 6 for 10 with that big third down to Aguilar, 42 yards, 6 for 10. You give him credit for coming in and really kind of cleaning that game up to get the win. The next week against the Giants, he was 24 for 38, number 4 touchdowns, and he had the 24 for 38. That's where everybody's like, "Oh, Nick Foles the greatest!" Mm-hmm. And then it came crashing back down to earth, 19 for 38. With a touchdown and a pick against the Raiders. And that was, and even though they won the game, that was when I came out after that game and I did the stupid Foles bet where I said they can still win the Super Bowl and I'll get a tattooed on my back. Because people were so, that's when the Eagles realist fan came out and said the Eagles can't win. I'm an Eagles realist.
Mm-hmm.
They can't win. And then he came out against the Cowboys and had that, was it one series or was it one quarter?
It was like one quarter. He had like three series.
4 for 11, 39 yards and had an ugly pick.
Yeah.
And then he came and had a good game against the Falcons and had two great games in the championship game and against the Patriots in the Super Bowl.
I think there was interest in him. I just think the price was too high for him. And for a guy who still has question marks around him, what the Eagles may have been looking to get in return for him, no team was willing to commit to that and commit to the dollars afterwards. Here's the other thing. How many of those teams wanted to commit to Nick Foles for multiple years?
Not many.
Which is probably why some of them only offered third-round picks.
Right.
Because you're saying, okay, I'll use him for a year, but I'm not sure I'm ready to commit to him long-term.
I'm sure a team like Arizona would have given up a third-round draft pick and said, we'll let it ride, and we'll take you next year. That's worth a third-round draft pick. And, hey, if he plays really, really well, you re-sign him.
Right.
There's no... If you play really well and you're a quarterback, they're going to re-sign you. It doesn't really matter what the price is. Look at Jimmy Garoppolo.
Mm-hmm.
Just not a big enough body of work last year. Teams still aren't sure what he is. Let's go to Doug in Kentucky. What's up, Doug?
What up, Doug?
What's going on, guys?
What's going on?
Hey, listen, I agree. Like his first couple games scared me, man. I was like, oh, Lord, I don't know if he's going to be able to do this or not. But in hindsight, I think the Eagles fans are in love with him, but I think around the nation they're not. They're just not impressed with him. I think Wentz overshadows him. Just hearing some of the people out here talk about the, you know, Foles, and, you know, they think he got lucky. They think he just got hot. And, you know, I'm just sitting there. I'm like, I'm having arguments in the middle of you know, Walmart going, are you crazy, man? But at the same time, you got to listen to what they're saying, because he only played, what, five games, six games total, and not all of them were hot. You know, the last two games were really hot. Other than that, they were kind of mediocre. So I think nationwide people just, they don't love him. I mean, that's just that.
And listen, that's a good thing for us and for those that wanted to keep him here at least for one more year. I look at the situation with Nick, and I'm thinking about him big picture-wise and future-wise. I really want him to go to a team where he has his own team and he can show everybody that he's good enough to be one of the top 20 quarterbacks in this league. He can have a team in sort of playoff contention year in and year out. He's just as good as some of these other quarterbacks in the back third of the league.
But I agree. I agree, man. I want him for next year, and if he goes somewhere else, man, I hope he does well.
Yep.
Other than that, man, I'd love to keep him at least for next year just because of, you know, backing up Wentz. But, guys, I love your show. You guys had a great show. Keep it up. I appreciate it.
Thank you, brother.
Thank you, Dougie.
Well, he's going to be here unless another one of those quarterback injuries happen in training camp.
Yeah.
And somebody gets desperate.
And that was almost like a once-in-a-lifetime thing where Minnesota was like, oh, sure, we'll give you a first and a fourth
for Sam Bradford. Although, I don't know, whatchamacallit got hurt last year. Tannehill.
And they made the foolish mistake of bringing Jay Cutler in, who should have stayed in the booth smoking cigarettes and doing whatever else. Isn't that the best picture, the cigarette in Cutler's mouth? So I'm blown away at this response on Twitter, at MarkSreeseWIP. It's a great question, Ben. In reality, what is Nick Foles? A starter or a backup? How fast the Foles star has faded. 57% are saying a backup.
Really?
And that's 825 votes.
Really?
We were just, how many calls did we have where Foles should be the starter and trade Wentz? That Foles is the guy. Now he's a backup this quick? See, here's what I think he is. Like, and really, the market next season when he's a free agent, if indeed he becomes a free agent, the market will determine what teams really think of him. And I think what teams will really think of him, depending on who needs a quarterback, is, yeah, they'll give him a shot to compete for a job or to be the guy until their young quarterback's ready to go, right?
Yeah.
Like a Josh McCown. AJ McCarron got lucky with getting a starting job with the Bills.
I mean, there
was one job left.
Yep.
And he got it. So I think Nick Foles is kind of like that.
Yeah, he's going to have to basically get through this year, take advantage of the opportunity, when and if it presents itself, to play well this year and then possibly hit the market next year. And if there are some teams who don't get a quarterback in this year's draft or who are disappointed with what they have, the problem is these teams that even went for stopgaps, they went for stopgaps in the hopes of getting one of these young quarterbacks coming out. So even if the stopgaps don't work this year, they have the ability, if they get the young quarterback that they're looking for, to have that guy redshirt for however long this year, and then that guy be ready to step in next year. Are there going to be any spots open for Nick Foles?
See, like, I think he's better than what the league is saying he is right now.
Yeah,
I think he's better than that. I think he can be a playoff quarterback again with his own team.
Got to be in the right situation, though.
Yes.
He's not a guy that's going to put the team on his back necessarily. You got to have some good pieces around him. And we can't undersell Doug Peterson, Frank Reich, and John DeFilippo coming up with a game plan that fit Nick Foles and what he did well.
You're right about that.
They were able to do that.
888-729-9494. I'm by no means saying Nick Foles is a top 10 quarterback. But
Todd, I said 2022. If I start going down the back third of the quarterbacks in this league, none of them impress me.
No. I mean, look at them.
So I take Nick Foles over all those guys, those Minnesota quarterbacks, Bradford, Keenum, Bridgewater. Who else was out there? You know, some of these young guys who haven't done anything, like Patrick Mahomes. I mean, I know they have a bright future, but, I mean, as of right now.
As of right now.
Yeah, if I'm just looking at right now.
Man.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.